Ilex, Confederation Navy ship ALV 9100, requesting reproach and docking permission, it said formally. Granted, Tranquility replied. The Void Hawk accelerated in towards the habitat, building up to 3 G's almost immediately. You are very welcome, Tranquility said. I don't get many Void Hawks visiting me. Thank you. Though this is not a privilege I was expecting. Up until 3 days ago, we were assigned to fleet patrol duties in the Ellis sector. Now we've been switched to diplomatic courier duty. My captain, Oster, is experiencing a mild notion of displeasure. He says we didn't sign on to be used as a taxi service. Oh, this sounds interesting. I believe the circumstances are exceptional, and in connection with this, my captain has another request. He asks that Ione Saldana receive a special envoy from First Admiral Samuel Alexandrovich, one Captain Maynard Kana. You have come directly from Avon to bring this, Captain? Yes. The Lord of Ruin is honored to accept the Admiral's envoy, and she invites Captain Oster and his crew to dinner this evening. My captain accepts. He is curious about Ione Saldana. The news agencies have been most effusive on her behalf. I could tell you a tale or two about her. Really? And I'd be interested to hear about the Ellis sector. Are there many pirates there? The tube carriage slid to a halt, and Captain Kana stepped out onto the small station's platform. He was 38 years old, with crew-cut sandy red hair, pale skin given to freckles if he was caught by the sun, regular features and dark brown eyes. His body was kept in trim by a stiff 40-minute Navy-approved workout each morning without fail. Out of his academy class of 115 officer cadets, he had finished third. It would have been first, but the computer psychological assessment said his flexibility wasn't all that it could be. He was doctrine-orientated. He had been on the First Admiral's executive staff for 18 months, and in that time hadn't made a single mistake. This was his first independent assignment, and he was frankly terrified. Tactics and command decisions he could handle, even Admiralty office politics. But a semi-reclusive, universally revered black sheep Saldana teenage girl, affinity bonded to a non-Edenist Bitech habitat, was another matter. How the hell did you prepare motivation analysis profiles on such a creature? You'll do all right, Admiral Alexandrovich had said in his final briefing. Young enough not to alienate her, smart enough not to insult her intelligence, and all the girls love a uniform. The old man had winked and given him a companionable pat on the back. Maynard Kana pulled the jacket of his immaculate deep blue dress uniform straight, placed his peaked cap firmly on his head, squared his shoulders, and marched up the stairs out of the station. He came out onto a courtyard of flagstones, lined with troughs full of colourful begonias and fuchsias. Paths led off from all sides into the surrounding subtropical parkland. He could see some sort of building 100 meters away, but it was given only a fleeting glance as he stared round in astonishment. After coming through the airlock from the docking ledge, he had climbed straight into the waiting tube carriage. He hadn't seen anything of the interior until now. The sheer size of Tranquility was awesome, big enough to put a couple of standard Edenist habitats inside and shake them around like dice in a cup. A blinding light tube glared hotly overhead. White candyfloss clouds trailed slowly through the air. A panorama of forests and meadows, flecked with silver lakes and long watercourses, rose up on either side of him like the walls of God's own valley. And there was a sea about 8 kilometers away. It couldn't be called anything else, with its sparkling wavelets and picturesque islands. He followed the arch of it, rising up and up, his neck tilting back until his cap threatened to fall off. Millions of tons of water were poised above him, ready to crash down in a flood which would have defeated Noah. He brought his head down hurriedly, trying to remember how he had gotten rid of the giddiness when he visited the Edenist habitats orbiting Jupiter. "Don't look outside the horizontal, and always remember the poor sod above you thinks you're going to fall on him," his crusty old guide had said. Knowing he had been defeated before he even started, Maynard Kana walked along the yellow-brown stone path towards the building that resembled a Hellenic temple.